Hey y'all, it's Audrey, and today I'm back with another episode. Today I will be talking about how to stay connected to God and how to make sure that He is a part of your everyday life. But before I get into that, I want to share some big news with you guys. So I'm about to start a series on this podcast about how to fight temptation and sin, because I know that is something that can be very overpowering, and it's something that a lot of people struggle with, and at times I struggle with it myself, and I know that it helps to know that you are not alone. And you know what? You guys are not alone through this fight, and I want to give you guys some encouragement and some hope and just help you guys get through this, because you guys are all children of God, and we are in this together, guys. You are not fighting this alone. So look forward to that. It's going to come out soon. I am super excited because it's going to be good. It's going to be so good. It's going to be my first series, and I'm excited. But on another note, I'm currently in a hotel because our floors are getting redone. Because if you don't remember, maybe, I don't even know if I said it in a podcast or not, but last October, we had water damage, and so our floors had to be taken up. So we've been walking on cardboard for the past, I don't know how many months. Yeah, I don't know how many months. But yeah, so now they're finally redoing our floors, and we are in a hotel. And it's a nice hotel, you know? It's like a two-bedroom hotel. I'm not complaining. I have my own room. The insurance company's paying for it. Life is good. So if you hear any noises, there are loud children above us. Like, I swear, they're thudding. But honestly, I feel like the people below us are probably saying the same thing about me. Oh, well. I don't know. So if you hear any, like, loud footsteps, that's the people above. If you hear the weird noises, that's the hotel room. I don't know why there's so many weird noises. I just go with it. But, yeah, we're going to make the most of it. Even though right now it says my connection is not private, so I can't really read what I was going to say. But that's fine too, because we know what? We screenshotted what I was going to say. But yeah, so let's get into this. Before I start off, I want to let you guys know that this is the sermon I preached. I think it was Youth Sunday, like a few weeks ago, and it was really good. It was for my church. Before we jump into it, I'm going to read to you the scripture that this sermon talks about. So this is from John 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitless unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are the true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. That was John 15, verses 1 through 8. Now, I'm going to read to you guys my sermon. It is June, and you and your friend Russell are on a trip to the beautiful Florida coast. You get to the hotel room and find that not only is your phone at 1%, but Russell's is too. No need to panic yet, because you both packed a phone charger somewhere in your overly stuffed suitcase beneath the coat you packed for when it suddenly drops 70 degrees. Both chargers look the same, so you and your pal Russell plug in your phones and go get something to eat. 2 hours later, you come back to find that Russell's phone is fully charged, but that yours is still at 1% due to the worn-out cord that only works when placed at a 34-degree angle. Connection is important, especially for humans. When we were all quarantined last March, we found ourselves struggling in that area. According to the Canadian Health Association, social connection can lower anxiety and depression, help us regulate our emotions, lead to higher self-esteem and empathy, and actually improve our immune systems. To fill the void that Corona has caused in our hearts, we seek connection wherever we can find it. For some, this is an unhealthy connection, where we are relying on a partner for happiness or enjoying the boost of endorphins from eating chocolate. Time passes, and you find that hole in your heart still empty. Very depressing, I know. But there is something that will fill your gap right to the brim and never drop below. This isn't some new diet or pill, but the love of God. For God's love is your food. We see this idea in our reading from the Gospel of John today. The branches representing the children of Christ are connected to Jesus, the vine. The branches on a vine rely on the roots to send nutrients to the vine to keep them alive. To have more fruit be produced, pruning must occur. This involves trimming off the weak branches to promote growth and getting rid of the dead ones. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Such a powerful takeaway from John 15, verses 1 through 8. Jesus was talking to a crowd of people who understood agriculture. But maybe if he was teaching today, he would change his metaphor to something we would understand, like plugging in our phones. By sticking with God and not taking a different route, God will stick with you. Just as there are branches connected to the tree of life, there are some that are disconnected. Those that are connected will be pruned back for more growth to occur, as well as causing a deeper reliance on the vine. Those that are disconnected and not bearing fruit will be cut off, so they don't inhibit the growth of those who are connected. A branch that is disconnected from the vine doesn't stop producing fruit, because the vine is punishing it. It stops producing because it's not connected to its source of life. In other words, it's a natural consequence. We, the children of Christ, are the branches. Some of us are dead, not connected to Christ anymore, not relying on him for nourishment, and going against what God has told us. Meanwhile, some of us are vivacious, attached closely to the Word of God, breathing in His Spirit as if it were oxygen, leaning on Him instead of our own understanding, which is tricky because we hear all around us that we can do anything we want. We just need to try hard and believe. And to an extent, that's true, but it's definitely not the whole story. We'll deplete ourselves in this case, but God is the source of energy that won't run out because when we are plugged into God, we're spending our energy on the things that we're meant to spend them on. Receiving God's love, loving God in return, and loving others. And in return, reaping the benefits that come from God's love in the form of fruit. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23 specifies what these fruits are: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are all beautiful traits that would bring the separated world caused by politics, violence, and discrimination together as one. If connecting with Christ, meaning devoting your time usually spent on Instagram to reading the Word of God and embracing what He has to say and living the truth every day, as well as leaning on Him for guidance when you hit a fork or bump in the road, obeying Him and sharing the good news, brings love to others and glory to the Father, why are we seeking something temporary and Band-Aid-like to fill the void in our hearts with what we think is love, when in reality, real love is God, and that comes from a relationship with Christ. I ask you now to take a second to reflect on your real personal relationship with Christ and ask yourselves, am I currently connecting to something that is going to give me life and make me a better person? What is one thing I can do this week to make sure I stay connected to God? When you are connected to God, just as your phone is connected to the charger, life will be poured into your soul, and the way you look at life will be more glorifying, and you will see yourself growing in a more positive way than you would have if you were connected to something of the earth. That was my sermon, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Remember to stay connected to God, because God will take you places that you would have never imagined, and He will bring to you true love and faithfulness and fruitfulness. But that only happens when you stick with Him and you're connected to Him. I hope you guys all have a wonderful day. I love you guys. God loves you. And peace out.